Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Tony Scott here from the Liverpool Echo. Morning to you, Tony.
Good morning,
Steve. You just gave a very good analogy, the Open Championship. You're not a massive golf fan, but if you're going to bet on it, what did someone say to you?
It's the equivalent of three Grand Nationals rolled into one of trying to observe and pick a winner. So I think,
in other words, it's unlikely.
Well, look at the betting on it. Obviously, I'm not really into golf as much, but when I look at the betting on it and you see like 16-1 favourite and then the rest is 25, I think that tells you everything that you need to know. Don't get me wrong, I've been watching it because it's local based, it's a big event and it's nice for the area to get such recognition when it comes to an event like that. So we'll watch it and I'm intrigued to see how it goes. But as in terms of betting, it looks an absolute minefield, doesn't it?
Oh, it literally is, I think, on day one, like throwing your money away. If you're putting a tenner on one of those names.
Because you're used to that on the football, aren't you, Steve?
I'm used to that on everything. I never get anything right on the betting front. I went down there yesterday. It looked amazing. The stands were massive. It just looked like a proper sort of amphitheatre here, there and everywhere. And in massive contrast to that, Everton's game against FC Twente the other night, which looked like it was played on the local park with some sort of toilet block behind it.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it? I seen it and I thought, this can't be FC 20's ground.
I'm not watching the right thing
here. It looks like it was played on Walton Old Park, didn't it? With a couple of lads standing there behind the goal watching. I even tweeted that there was a lad behind the goal who basically didn't want to pay in. Put his van outside at the back of the goal and just had to watch it on top of his van. It was incredible, but Everton were really good second half. First half, a bit lackadaisy when it comes to Barry McCarthy, a couple of the old school in there, then Klaassen come on at half time, Rooney come on, bit of energy in that team now, and there was at times where FC 20 couldn't get out there half at times. It was 3-0, could have been 4-5.
Is it just purely about fitness, do you think, or does it matter what environment they're actually playing some of their pre-season games in?
It's got to be about fitness, Steve. I remember Chelsea a couple of years ago. They lost every single pre-season game, but then went on to win the league. I think
But that could have been played behind closed doors, that game. Such was the environment they just played it in the other day.
But I think it's important that you play on all kinds of environments, that you play on pitches like that, that you play in front of 500 people, because don't get me wrong, you're going to be playing, there's a possibility of playing like that in an FA Cup game away from home. So you've got to get used to this environment where you're playing in front of big crowds and little crowds and gigantic stadiums and small stadiums. You've got to get used to it, because before, you know, listen, you could be playing at Huddersfield at home next week and then you're playing at the Emirates the week after. You've got to get used to the different types of environments.
They're not going to play in an environment like that. Not unless they get drawn against non-league Alfreton
Town
or something.
In the FA Cup, you know.
Actually, your mate Chris Beasley's put a picture of this in the Echo today. I've just noticed this. So this is the guy who sat on the top of his van. This was outside of the ground, but of course the ground is only surrounded by some sort of wire mesh. So he parked his van behind the goal and he sat on top of it. And there's a great picture where the ball is being kicked over the top towards the crossbar and he's almost moving his hands as if to try and catch it. Who is this fella? Tell us.
We need to try and get hold of him. I think we've put a notice there today saying if anyone knows him, get in touch. He could be an Everton reserve goalkeeper for next season, seeing as that Joel Robles could be on his way out.
That is hilarious. Have you ever watched football in a strange spot, a weird spot? I seem to remember doing it at Huddersfield once. I didn't get into a game. And Huddersfield has some open ends of the stadium. I seem to remember sitting on a grass bank. Maybe it was Blackburn Rovers, because Blackburn has a section where people who basically don't want to pay the £20 can go and sit outside on the top of a grassy knoll and watch half the action. You can't see the whole pitch.
I'll tell you what I did do once. It was Everton versus Wimbledon, the famous match when Everton needed to stay up in 93-94 season. Needed to beat Wimbledon, last game of the season, and obviously, it was a sellout. Couldn't get a ticket for love or money. What made it more difficult is that the Park End was getting redeveloped at the time. So Everton, you could only have three stands, the main stand, Gladys Street, and the Bullens. And that Park End was empty, derelict, and it was all builders watching it from, obviously, tractors and everything else. But because the houses and the stand was demolished, you could actually get a vantage point from the Stanley Park trees. And that's where I watched that match, from the Stanley Park trees.
That's brilliant.
It was unbelievable. I always remember when Barry Owen scored that goal to make it 2-2 Everton. The trees just shook and I must have dropped about 15 foot splat down. I was okay, don't get me wrong, but I always remember vivid memories of like older fellas trying to pick me up and help me get me back on my feet and get me like a good vantage point in the tree again to watch it.
You're worse than the fella on the van, you are. I think everyone's done it, though.
To watch your team in such an important game, You will do anything. Mm. You'll pay whatever it takes. You'll travel wherever it needs to take you. And you'll just to see your team play, you will go anywhere. You've seen Everton and Liverpool, the crowds they get away from home is just astronomical. And when they go on to like Far East and Asia and Australia and whatever, the support they're getting is unreal.
Right, who's the next game for Everton?
Playing, I think it's Genk. I think it's tomorrow.
And is that in a similar environment?
I'm not sure, but I think Everton will step it up the pace in terms of fitness now because they've got this Europa League tie next Thursday.
It's not far off. By the time we're chatting next week, they'll have played a Europa League game.
They'll play a Europa League qualifier at Goodison Park. They'll have played, obviously, Sevilla on the Sunday as well. So the games are coming up thick and fast. And I think there's a couple of players that haven't played for Everton. You've got Sandro Ramirez and you've got Jordan Pickford, who are late from the under-21s. Mm. So they'll need to play tomorrow. He was rested yesterday. Obviously, their fitness isn't up to much. But I think the young, fit lads, and they'll have had 1 or 2 weeks holiday, so I think it'll be natural for them to get back in the swing of things. But Europa League tie next Thursday night. Don't ask me to pronounce the name from the Slovakian team. I couldn't even... try. Go ahead, Steve. I suppose you're going
where
to try
it?
Anyway.
Where
the Slovakian team that Everton are playing next Thursday.
Let me see what it is.
So it's going to be a big match for Everton. There's going to be a decent crowd. Everton have reduced ticket prices to get the crowds in. Wayne Rooney will be playing all the big hitters, and Everton will be looking to get a good goal advantage going into the second leg, which is away from home. So it's important that Everton get this fitness levels right up to pace coming towards next week. And especially, it's only going to help them when it comes to the Premier League as well, because you've got Europa League ties, double edge, two-legged. And when it comes to it, when it comes to the big matches, Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea in the first couple of weeks, their Everton's fitness levels should be right up to the speed, whereas in the teams who they're playing mightn't be. Yeah, they've got teams that are playing Community Shield matches and etc. But when it comes to the European matches, Everton will have two games in the bank there. Good fitness levels, good pre-season. And it'll only spare them on towards the start of the season.
Ruzomberok.
Oh, well done, Steve.
Hey, that's a good name, that. Ruzomberok.
It's from Slovakia.
Yeah.
What do you know about them, Steve? Do you know anything?
Plenty. Is this the team? Are they already sort of 15 games in?
No,
their season?
Believe it or not, it was Bran.
It was the other team.
The fitness levels were through the roof. They were 16 games into their season, winning 1-0 going into the second leg. Bran were at home, so everyone was expecting Bran to be favourites, Norwegian outfit, flying in their current division. And before you know it, they were blown out and beaten 2-0 in, I think it was the last 15 minutes as well. That team that you pronounced there correctly.
Ruzomberok. Who won 2-1 on aggregate.
Yeah, who scored two late goals in the last 15 minutes and knocked them out.
I think you'd prefer the away games first. You'd prefer to be at Goodison Park second, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think it's a mindset. Wouldn't you like to rack the goals up early on and then you can go and rest your plays for the second leg?
If you're at a certain level of performance in which you can rack the goals up.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of time needed in that competitive football to get into your stride.
It's interesting. I think if you were to probably ask Ronald Koeman, I think he'd probably prefer to play at Goodison Park first. Get the games, get a game at Goodison Park out the way because you've got Sevilla on the Sunday as well. So, and then Everton could be going into the second leg, 2 or 3, maybe even 4-0 up. And then a couple of the under-23s can play out the second leg. I think that'll be perfect for Everton.
Right. What about this terrible behaviour from RB Leipzig, not willing to sell their player, Naby Keita, to Liverpool?
That's unreal, isn't it? The same as Liverpool towards Barcelona. It's intriguing,
this is,
isn't
this
it?
This is not on, Sony. Just sell him.
Do you know what? Dubuque still fancy him to sign for Liverpool.
Do they?
He's still favourite to sign for Liverpool.
Do you know why I'm a little bit suspicious as to whether they will? Because the owner, whose name I've completely forgotten again, it's quite a long name, he came out with a statement. He basically said, we'd be letting down our fans if we sold this player. And I think there's certain statements you make which say, you need to pay more for this player.
Well, he's not for sale.
Yeah, but there's certain statements you make which basically say, we don't want to sell him. Now, to say we'd be letting down our fans, if you eventually sold him for another 10 million, I don't see how that stacks up. I think they'd be in a bit of an awkward position.
Isn't he a release clause for €48 million next season as well?
That's next season.
So if they sell him now, say for argument's sake, 70 million, they would say, well, we may as well keep him for the season because we know we're guaranteed 50 million next season.
Yeah.
So we may as well keep him for the season because we know, listen, Red Bull and the Champions League, aren't they? If they sell him, he could plummet, do you know what I mean? You just don't know if he's that good of a player. Mm. I'm unsure. Listen, you've seen Jurgen Klopp's comments this morning. James spoke to him, and Jurgen Klopp was quite vocal, and he said, we are not a selling club. We will not sell Philippe Coutinho to Barcelona. Now, it's pretty risky for a manager to say that because it could be out of his hands. FSG could see a life-changing sum of money come in, 120, 100. What is that amount that will trigger FSG to go, do you know what, cash in and get a couple of players?
But that's
in.
The manager of Liverpool talking.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy from Leipzig is the owner.
He's just worth the 16 billion Red Bull, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't
Do you think
know.
He needs it, Steve? Do you think he needs
I don't
it?
Think they're going to sell him. I've changed my mind on this.
Yeah.
I think the Virgil van Dijk one, I'm still convinced could happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just blowing into the wind here. But the Keita one, I just feel his comments were a little bit too strong. Yeah, are they holding out for another 7 million? I don't know. The comments you were referring to that Jurgen Klopp made were about links with Philippe Coutinho and Barcelona, which has really been blown up over in Spain, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. We've seen all the nationals leak it yet last night. 77 million, was it? Which is... Listen, Philippe Coutinho is a quality footballer. Romelu Lukaku went for 75.
Go on, put a value on Philippe Coutinho.
Coutinho.
5 years on his contract.
5-year deal as well. You're looking close to 100 million, aren't you? You've got to be.
I think so, in this day and age, you've got with to some be. Of those prices.
Paul Pogba went for 89, Lukaku 90. So you're looking at Philippe Coutinho. It's whether... Do you think he would fit in at Barcelona, Steve?
Well, I think his struggle would be whether he could get regular football there.
Mm.
But are they a club that just stocks up massive talent and leaves them on the bench? We've seen some arrive there that actually haven't played in recent seasons, and then they've offloaded them. He is brilliant, isn't he? But where does he fit in for them?
Yeah, it's interesting because Liverpool, towards the end of last season, played him deep, didn't he? In like a midfield role where he could dictate the game. Have Barcelona seen that? I think, do you know what we fancy a bit of that in the Esther Xavi role just to dictate things in the middle of the park there? I don't know, but...
He's the main man at Liverpool as well, and he wouldn't be at Barcelona.
He wouldn't be, but if you were Philippe Coutinho, you're South American, obviously when Barcelona come knocking, it must be difficult. It's like if myself and you were playing for Manchester United or a team down south and Everton Liverpool come calling, you're going to find it difficult. Ricky Lambert found it out a couple of seasons ago, didn't he? He was at Southampton. Liverpool came calling. It's difficult to say no. Now, it's going to be interesting how this one unfolds because will Philippe Coutinho make noises that he wants to leave now because he's seen the bid come in, 77 million. He knows that Barcelona are after the services. Now, how does he play this out? And I'll tell you what's interesting as well. The likes of Lucas has now left. So he was an inspirational part of that South American base at Liverpool, wasn't he? He connected the social activities outside the pitch. And now his mate's gone. He's got Firmino there as well, hasn't he? I don't know.
And Moreno will be going as well.
Exactly. He was another one of the four. And they always socialised with each other. The families did as well, the parties.
Splitting up. Oh, gosh. I didn't think of this, Tony. You're bringing me bad vibes on a Friday
morning. I'm just trying to work it out. Listen, if I was having a bet on it right now, I'd say Philippe Coutinho to stay at Liverpool. But...
I think for a season. I think he'll give it the Champions League season.
And do you think, what would be the bid that would tempt Liverpool then?
After this season?
No, if they were to go bang...
Well, we've seen how much transfers have gone up in just one season alone.
Yeah.
So you don't know where we'll be come May next year, do you? But if he has a brilliant season, the figure you've talked about, 100 plus, is, well, is definitely there, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's only 25 years old. So
25 years old, five-year contract, one of the special players in the Premier League.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd wager on him to stay, but it wouldn't be... It's not a mortgage job, Steve. I'd have a little wager on him to stay at Liverpool, but I wouldn't be... It's not a good few quid on the bet.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.